Boker Tov, it's Wednesday morning, and we continue in Kitzos Shulchan Aruch Perek Mem, that we just began a couple of days ago, the laws of Netilas Yadayim, washing one's hand before eating a meal. What type of vessel needs to be used in order to properly wash one's hands? So the Kitzos writes, Netilas Yadayim Tzarech Lios Davka Mina Kli. Netilas Yadayim before enjoying a meal has to be from a vessel. Has to be poured out of a proper cup. V'tzarech Shiyia Kli Shalem Belishum Nekev O Sedek Mefulash. And it must be that the vessel is whole and complete without any holes, meaning it should be whole with a W, without any holes, without a W, or without any cracks that penetrate through the entire vessel. In other words, we want the vessel to be fully intact without any leaks or breaks. V'gamla mala yashava bli shum charetz oblitan, even at the top of the cup, we want it to be complete and even without any indentations or breaks or things like that. So listen to this. If you have like a pitcher, sometimes you have a pitcher that has a spout that actually protrudes above the lip of the rest of the kli. So when you turn the pitcher to pour from it, so it'll sort of flow from the spout, but the spout goes above where the rest of the kli goes. So that when the water is actually going through the spout, it's already exited the walls of the vessel. So the Kitzur says, "Ein notli mimenu liyadayim derech sham." You should not wash your hands via that spout. Ki ein lo din kli, because by the time the water is in the spout, it's actually not truly in the vessel anymore. In other words, we want the water to exit straight from the vessel and be poured onto our hands. Here, really, it's already exited the vessel earlier. Now it's on the spout. It's not being poured from the vessel into our hands. It's being poured from the spout onto our hands, and the spout is not a vessel. Therefore, if you have one of those pitchers that you're using for Netilas Yadayim, you'd actually be better off pouring the water off the side of the pitcher so that as soon as it leaves the walls of the kli, it's being poured straight onto your hands. But once it reaches that spout, then that's not in the place where it's actually part of the vessel that can hold the liquid, and therefore that would not be proper for Netilas Yadayim. Sorry, I said that. Explained this already. But you should pour it over the lip of the kli so that it goes straight from the vessel onto your hand. What about if you have a different type of pitcher where sometimes the spout is actually lower than the lip of the rest of the vessel? So then you specifically should pour out of the spout, because if you would pour off over the side of the pitcher, then by the time it reaches the side, it's already also exited the vessel, because that's not part of the vessel that can contain the water. Because if the spout is lower, then if the vessel was filled, the water would exit through the spout. In other words, you want to make sure that if there's some type of break, spout, hole, something in the vessel ends where that spout or hole begins, because that's where the vessel can no longer hold water. And you want to make sure that the water is going straight from the kli onto your hand. Of course, the easiest solution is just to use the proper simple cup that doesn't have any holes or breaks or spouts or anything, where you just pour from the cup straight onto your hand. Halacha Gimel, Kli she'eno yachol lamod ela al yedei smicha. If you have a vessel that cannot stand on its own unless it is leaning against something. So, im mitchilaso nasa kach lishtamish bo al yedei smicha, if the vessel was created in such a way to, you know, just as an interesting design, that doesn't have a flat bottom, rather it has to lean on something in order to be able to stand, so then yesh lo din kli. Then, okay, that's how the vessel was made, then that's a proper vessel, and you can use that for anything else to die. Avalim lo nasel ishtamish bokach, but if it wasn't made like this, it just became bent or somehow misshapen, so that now it can only stand if it leans against the wall, or can go on kisui kli, or if it's like a pot cover. Think about a pot cover that can actually hold a good chunk of water because of the way that it's shaped, but it can't really stand on its own because of the way it's shaped, and therefore the only way you can actually get the liquid to stay in it is if you would lean it up against something. Ein not limi menu, that cannot be used for Netilas Yadayim. That is not really a kli that is meant to hold water or to hold liquid in that way. It can't even stand on its own. It wasn't made to stand and hold water, and therefore that is not a proper kli. There's some more details about the requirements for a proper vessel as found in the Shulchan Aruch. This is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, so it's the shorter version, and therefore we will pause here for today. Have a wonderful day.